we're on the cusp of a huge economic jolt, I think, positive, just like pre to post internet days. And as I always say, change can be good. But like every aspect of a business, there are risks with any new technology, and AI certainly presents risks that need to be addressed and mitigated. The sort of pace of change is so fast right now that compliance has to really catch up, in my view.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome. This is Michael Volkoff, and we're here to talk about emerging AI risk and compliance frameworks. Well, listen, the hype has been over artificial intelligence and generative, not just curated, AI technology, where we're generating content. And we're at such an early stage of AI development. Companies, I think, are still figuring out how they can employ it effectively. Some industries, however, such as financial institutions, have been using AI for fraud detection and other issues already. And I expect financial institutions, like many other areas in compliance, will set the tone for a lot of compliance practices around AI. And there's no question that AI holds terrific promise. The hype surrounding AI is just that hype. But until there's more certainty surrounding AI technology, I expect we will witness a lot of bloviating. But this aside, corporate boards, senior executives, and business developers need to pay attention until the dust settles. The AI industry is moving so fast that the sooner we start to focus, the nimbler our response can be in terms of compliance. AI can be a very productive tool. It can easily end up reducing costs, increasing efficiency. I don't share the doomsayer's perspective that AI will result in job losses. I actually look at it as many other occurrences in our past, and economic efficiencies and innovation and productivity will increase. And by making companies more efficient, the economy will expand and there will be new opportunities for growth. We're on the cusp of a huge economic jolt, I think, positive, just like pre to post internet days. And as I always say, change can be good. But like every aspect of a business, there are risks with any new technology, and AI certainly presents risks that need to be addressed and mitigated. The sort of pace of change is so fast right now that compliance has to really catch up, in my view. So the real question is, how should a company structure its AI risk and compliance program? And luckily, just like anything else, ethics and compliance principles are easily adaptable to AI risks. The compliance profession is more than capable of building effective compliance programs and risk management strategies around AI operations. A starting point is to identify the business use case. How is the business using or considering using AI, and for what functions? The answer to this question will turn on the industry, the size of the company, and the potential economic upsides. Financial institutions, tech companies, pharmaceutical, medical device, and transportation logistics industries are likely to be significant users of AI technology. AI offers these firms significant benefits and efficiencies in otherwise complicated or data-intensive functions. Balanced against these benefits, companies have to get up to speed on AI risks that may offset the business use case for integrating AI. Some companies may be surprised to learn that a generative AI use may increase the risk of fraud and will need to incorporate risk mitigation costs and capabilities when reviewing a business use case. In some cases, the capabilities to identify and mitigate such fraud may be in its infancy. This is why AI presents so many risks. Benefits and costs are moving targets, and companies are not used to moving so quickly with a shifting analytical framework. So what's the right structure? Can we come up with, and I think there are kind of like two schools of thought in this area, and I'm not trying to break it down into some simplistic model, but everybody in the compliance profession will get what I'm talking about. And I think the likely framework that we're going to, and this is not rocket science or some great observation, is AI compliance programs are likely to be incorporated into existing three lines of defense compliance systems. In other words, the business assumes frontline mitigation responsibilities. Traditional corporate risk management is responsible for the second line and compliance. And the third line, audit, bats third in the lineup. This vertically integrated model is sound and well-tested. But can it work with the rapidly evolving AI technology? And that's the key point here, is compliance has to be nimble and quick, just like the technology. Now, some have suggested a more principles-based or holistic approach, perhaps akin to having an AI czar or a task force model to focus on AI benefits, risks, and mitigation. Now, you could make an argument for this approach given the unique aspects of the AI technology. But this top-down approach relies on senior executives to set policies for enterprise risk management and puts them more into an oversight function and responsibility, be it a czar or a task force, to oversee the implementation of such frameworks with a roving or limited structure. This approach may be a good starting point until issues are better defined internally as to the specific uses of AI and potential risks. Now, look, with regard to AI technology, we've had these kind of inflection points before with a new technology, and it's difficult for you to plan in advance and figure out how you're going to respond in advance without some kind of definition of how the business use or the business is going to use this. What are the benefits? What are the downsides? And then making the justification, just like onboarding a third party. So it's something that has to be looked at. Compliance professionals have the intelligence, the professional capabilities, and integrity to rise to the challenge. Now, the specific and benefits and risks from using AI will, again, depend largely on the industry, the size of the company, and use case for AI functions, like I mentioned. AI risk management has a variety of sources and choices for potential risk management systems to look at. For example, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, offers valuable guidance on risk management frameworks in general, RMFs. They call them RMFs. NIST's guidance on cybersecurity risk management is an example of how these principles apply to a complex technology issue. The OECD offers helpful guidance as well in this area, and we've also seen the EU adopt a regulatory framework, which could be used as well to start to look at the risks and look at the controls that may need to be in place. Now, one thing that is clear is that cybersecurity is of paramount importance to any AI use. The ability of cyber actors to exploit AI vulnerabilities has to be at the top of the list for every company relying on AI technology. Cybersecurity risks are difficult enough to mitigate, and these risks are likely to increase exponentially with AI technology. Whatever framework is built, companies have to ensure that AI risks are identified and mitigated throughout the AI lifecycle, meaning selection of the AI technology, the AI system, testing, implementation, evaluation, monitoring, and auditing. And when I use monitoring, I mean real-time monitoring. In this process, companies have to ensure there is transparency into AI functions, uses, and issues so that there is accountability. To accomplish this, companies have to identify all AI uses, map these uses across the company, document such uses, share such information, and provide appropriate transparency throughout the organization. A critical component of AI risk management is accurately uncovering and mapping the data sources, data providers, changes in data sets, and ultimately how such data is integrated into the company's AI system. Further, like any other risk, companies have to include third-party risk management to incorporate AI risks. Like cybersecurity and data privacy issues, companies have to incorporate AI risks into its third-party onboarding and monitoring procedures. And we've already seen in the third-party due diligence onboarding procedures, more and more cybersecurity or IT professionals or information security professionals have a seat at the table so that their need for screening, for digging in the due diligence process to make sure that the cyber issues and cyber health are addressed in that process. So due diligence questionnaires, onboarding procedures should include questions about a third party's use of AI technology, data privacy and retention policies, obviously. And as part of this inquiry, third parties have to provide information surrounding its AI model validation, maintenance procedures, monitoring procedures, and how they exercise the type of oversight that is a good fit for the company that they're going to partner with. Now, given the nature of AI risks, companies have to consider who should assume responsibility for AI governance, compliance, and risk management. Cybersecurity shares some common risk attributes. Accordingly, it may be easy for a chief technology officer or chief information security officer to assume responsibility for AI compliance and risk management. AI risk management, like cybersecurity, requires cross-functional risk management structures and governance. The members of this cross-functional operation should include information technology, data privacy, legal, compliance, marketing, and relevant business representatives. Cross-team cooperation and operation and coordination is a critical element of an effective compliance program in this area. And this is just not anything new. Nobody should be shocked by this because, frankly, what is happening is AI risks are being incorporated into a company's risk management framework. I get that there are unique attributes with the new technology in terms of how rapid it is used or how quickly you have to respond to issues. But in the end, the existing control framework can be used to deal with this, and adjustments can be made for the speed with which it is used and the particular risks that come up in the business use case. Corporate boards, of course, have to oversee AI risks just as they do for other risks. There's no need to establish a separate committee or a subset of the entire board. Corporate boards should respond in a measured way without overreacting to the AI hype. So those are just my thoughts in terms of what we're seeing on the evolution here of compliance and incorporation of all of this new technology. And I think that we're a lot better off than people seem to think. I also believe that there's so much hype around it that we have to be careful not to overreact, don't over allocate resources, respond in a measured way, and work with the business to find the appropriate use cases, and then build your controls from that point outward. All right, folks, have a great week. We'll be in touch for next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Thanks again.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.